speech for the Fight Toxic Prisons 2017 National Convergence Conference. I want to thank you for your magnanimous invitation to join all of the environmental regulators at this unprecedented Fight Toxic Prisons 2017 National Convergence Conference at Denton, Fort Worth, Texas. Many states have already learned a painful lesson from their dealing with projects such as the one being proposed by the Bureau of Prisons, planning to build their facilities on a toxic coal mine site in Letcher County. And this is because in every one of those cases, the tragic consequences of allowing similar projects to operate in those other communities could not have been fully appreciated until it was too late to stop the devastation to both human lives and the environment. First, they come into the community offering a bright future for those who would support the Bureau of Prisons' plans by promises of a good-paying job, then to do away with any real concerns about their personal health and environmental toxic site damage. They bring in their so-called experts in their expensive suits with an air of respectability, pretending to be pillars of society, when they are nothing more than hired guns who come into an unsuspecting community speaking the latest impressive-sounding scientific jargon with the skill of a master illusionist. They complete the deception started by company executives. The tragic success of this deceit is reflected in the readiness with which people, the average tax-paying citizen, unwittingly welcomes these corporate environmental terrorists into their communities, only to regret it later when their lives are devastated by an unlivable environment and their bodies ravaged by terminal diseases. It is very clear from the portion of the statement that the Bureau of Prisons have no idea as to what the detrimental impact of building this federal facility on top of a toxic mine site costing taxpayers $444 million out of the federal budget will have to both human life or to the environment for that matter. In light of this revelation, we have to ask, can anyone see the insanity in this? In effect, the Bureau of Prisons doesn't mind experimenting to gather data on which close to several thousand federal prisoners, federal corrections officers, civilian staff, and the rest of the population of the Roxana site community will be reduced to the status of guinea pigs, in effect, lab rats. In closing, there are two reasons for doing anything. A good reason, then there is the real reason. Fight the Bureau of Prisons from building on a toxic mine site in Roxana. Mutual allegiance is our support system. That is our contract. Protest, fight, fight, fight. Is there any economic feasibility to waste the taxpayers' money, $444 million, on a federal prison that will eventually promote sickness and cancer-causing diseases to both the federal prisoners and civilian staff members alike? The voice inside the Nation of Prisoners, Brian DeRoyo for Prison Radio.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.